Hello, all fellow witches. So, before we start with any pretty big lessons, we're gonna first start out with the do's and don'ts of witchcraft. Essentially, well, these are some, well, I thought it was common knowledge for all this, but apparently it's not. Don't do it with your deities. Make sure to research. It's really important. Don't start with spell work right away. If you feel like you need to do banishment or protection, do that, but make sure you do research first. Well, there's a lot of ground to cover with the do's and don'ts. Once again, this is unscripted, okay? Don't just don't go ranting that you're don't hex. Just don't. Please don't. Don't hex or curse if you just started. That's a big giant red flag. No. Don't hex. You're not experienced enough. Neither am I. And I've been practicing for what would now soon to become 7 months. Don't hex. Like, just get someone else to do it who's much more experienced than you. I don't know if any of you know this, but apparently some baby witches either made a joke about it or did hex the moon. Yes, I'm being serious. The moon, the sun, and the fae. Don't mess with the fae if you just got into witchcraft. If you see random things, for example, bones or rocks show up on your doorstep, bury them, say, "This is a beautiful gift, but I cannot accept." Never say thanks. Never. Ever. Simply because the fae can eat you. They'll eat your insides, eat you from the inside out. You'll be dead. Don't even think. If the thought does happen to come across your mind, immediately erase it and put protection around your whole entire house just to be safe. Because you never can be too careful with the fae. That was a lot, I know. But if I sound a little bit angry, that's because I actually am. Because some people have the actual audacity to do experienced witchcraft when they started 2 weeks ago. It's dumb. Don't do it. It's dangerous. Also, don't do a spell in front of a mirror. Don't. Just don't, because it has the highest chance of backfiring on you. Make sure you have protection. Protection is very important. Some witches have a cursed bloodline. And you know, that sucks. It sucks. I don't, luckily. Manifestation. Maybe you've been accidentally manifesting something your whole entire life. Like me, I've been manifesting bad luck, not knowing it for years. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. Just really don't do anything without doing any research first. Don't eat any herbs unless you know they're safe. You really gotta do your research. Like, I'm not even kidding. Some people actually did hex the friggin' moon. Well, what do you know? The spell worked. Sorry, I recently made a protection spell, and the quartz I put in there has now turned black. So I think I. Oh, shoot. Anyway, Besides all that, just don't do any of those things I just said. Don't mess around with the fae if you just begun. Don't do deity work if you just begun. Don't do demon. Don't work with demons if you just begun. We'll talk more about research as these episodes go on. You just please, please, please do your research. No one needs... Oh, yes. Don't do closed practices. Don't do voodoo. That's a closed practice. I'm pretty sure hoodoo is also a closed practice. White sage. If you buy it, bury it. Unless you're a Native American. If you are gifted to it by a Native American friend, and if they said you can use it, then you can use it because it was a gift to you. Specifically, from a Native American. If you accidentally buy white sage, just bury it. Bury it. White sage is very much endangered, and it's very much a closed practice to Native Americans. Whew. That was a lot in 6 minutes. But all I just listed is very, very important. And I'm pretty sure it dropped a spirit. Oh, shit. Anyway, stay safe. Do your research, which we will cover in the next upcoming episodes. The first next episode, we're going to be focusing on the history of witchcraft. So, stay safe. Don't mess with the fae. Don't even think about hexing if you just started. Even if you've been practicing for a year. Just like, if you know what you're doing, that's fine. But if you've been practicing for less than a year, don't even think. Don't even. Mm-mm. Don't even. Anyway, like I said, stay safe. I hope you all have a great day or night wherever the heck you are in the world. And keep on watching.